Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy. Been
Welcome back, my friends, to Where the Music Never Ends. We're so glad for all your minds that we find, Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Late Night Poets Rhythm and Rhyme Show. We are part of the world's largest community. That's allpoetry.com, and there you can find us, the Late Night Poets. We put these radio shows on 7 nights a week, Monday through Sunday, 10 p.m. till midnight. Come hang with our wild dove, Luyu, in Nature and Passion on Mondays. Dig into the twisted thoughts of Twisted Blue Tuesdays with the Twisted Sisters. Turn up the heat with your seduction on Wednesday. Thursdays are split between In Our Craft of Sullen Art with Richard Neutron and Double Helix with Aphasiana and Dex. Friday, Come Fill My Eyes with Open Poetry. And Saturday, every other Saturday, join Grey Eyes Howling at the Moon in the Canadian Wilds as he brings you Bad Company. And if you're looking for a little more edgy around, then please check out our After Midnight shows, 12:30 to 2:30 a.m., Monday through Saturday mornings. Join Victoria tonight as she brings you the heart of LMPs. Tuesday, take a walk on the wild side. Wednesday, every other Wednesday, join Neutron as the After Midnight Bomber. Friday is a split between Crawling Into the Dark Through Pam and Break On Through. And Saturday, join Aphasiana and Babla as they teach you the fine art of being part sinner, part saint. Check out the contests and prompts for all of our shows. Call in to read your poems and hang for the fun. And as you heard, tonight's a little ZZ Top. And how you doing, Pam?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
All right.
Such an awesome choice to feature tonight. Love the sound of ZZ Top. You know, I'm looking forward to hanging out with you as always and hopefully some other cool poets and, you know, just delving into the poetry. But, you know, I tell you, they just got such a wonderful blues, rock and roll, you know, that southern rock vibe to them, you know, that it just really makes you want to just, you know, I don't know, it just puts energy into you, you know. And it's great
they
fun
call
to
it
listen
Texas
to.
Texas Boogie Blues.
Texas Boogie Blues. That's yep, exactly. So tell us some more about ZZ Top.
All right, they started off their history back in the day. This would be 68 as the psychedelic group Moving Sidewalks. At that time, Billy Gibbons was the original founding member. Along with Linnea Grieg and Dan Mitchell. They were a three-piece band even back then. And they were signed by London Records in 1969. At that point, Linnea Grieg had moved on, and Bobby Etheridge had moved into the mix. And there were some more issues. By July 69, Frank Beard moved in as a drummer, and he talked to Billy about bringing in Dusty Hill for bass, and that they did. Their first album came out in 71. But before that, Billy had been spending a lot of time with Jimi Hendrix, toured with them. They were supposed to be the opening group, doing a 45-minute set before Hendrix came on stage. And at that time, they didn't really have a whole lot of music under the belt. So Billy figured, all right, in order to make the 45 minutes, they started playing two of Hendrix's songs to finish the set. And the first night they did this, Billy's walking off stage and Hendrix hanging out in the wings with his arms crossed, big grin on his face. You got a lot of balls, boy, but I like it. So they started spending time together. They had hotel rooms on the same floor. They'd have record players delivered to their rooms, and they'd start breaking down the music that they heard, the new records coming out. And they talk music, play music. They had a lot of fun together. And Jimmy actually recalled to one writer sometime that Billy was his favorite guitarist. And it's kind of high praise back then. Anyway, the group did put out their first record in 71 with the original trio that was then now. And Dusty Hill died last year. And their long time... they had a long time tech a bass technician, not a bass, a guitar technician that kept around. He is now taking Dusty's place as part of the group.
Oh, wow.
His name is
Elmer Francis. Can you imagine that?
And, near his death, Dusty told him, hey, don't give up on it, you know. So as tribute, they've been playing ever since. And they got a tour coming out this year.
Oh,
with
fun.
Elmer Francis as the bass guitar player. And he does have a beard. So they'll have that one rolling in there, too. And the very last song.
You gotta imagine Z-Top without a beard, without beards.
Yeah, the very last song that Dusty Hill played on live, was Tush, the song he wrote back in the day.
Oh, wow.
And, it was done a couple of months before he died.
Can you imagine him getting up to heaven and saying, Lord, where's the Tush?
Hey, most of their songs are all sitting in innuendo and fun.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the things I like about them. You know, you could just tell with their music. You know, and not that they didn't take it seriously. Like, you can tell that they were hardworking. But you could tell also that they just really had a lot of fun.
Well, there was a lot. Yeah, there's a lot more to it. Let me see. In 76, they broke up for 3 years. There was some, after being 7 years on the road constantly touring, Frank Beard had some issues, cocaine, heroin, LSD, and he wanted to get straight. So they all went their separate ways for a while. So Frank could deal with his issues. Dusty was feeling a little bit out of sorts, and he wanted to get grounded, so to speak. So he took a job at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport as a baggage handler. And he'd get noticed from time to time. Nah, he just looks like me. And then he just got to the point where someone said, nah, you're him. So he just outright refused it. So for 2 years, he played the role as a baggage handler.
Oh, wow. That's quite a difference in jobs. But that would have been a lot of fun.
Well, they came back to it in 79 with a lot of verve, because then they moved into a mainstream by adding a little pop flavor to their bluesy repertoire. So they get a rash of hits. You know, you had Tush out of that era. You had Legs.
Her Best
Got
Man.
Eliminator. Yeah. Best, all those songs came out of from 79 onwards, and they were constantly part of the MTV arena from the day it was born, so to speak, all through those years from the 80s into the 90s. Oh, and they
I remember
there's a place called, no, there's a company called Wild Customs. They just came out with what they call their BFG Gyrock guitar. So it's a Billy Gibbons piece, and it's put together so it has actually 7 interchangeable pickups. 3 of them you can stick in the guitar all at once on a rotating dial, which gives you all of Billy's different sounds, from the Les Paul bass, the Stratocaster, the humbuckers, and everything else in between.
Oh, wow. Man, that must be, that a guitar like that would be practically like a piece of art. You know, just...
It does look like a piece of art. It's done in that steel gray with touch of black. It's well-balanced. It looks really good. And it's not a typical round guitar. It's got edges. It's got a bit of flair and style. And, let me see, Billy decided the name of the group came from two of his heroes, B.B. King and ZZ Hill. ZZ he liked, and he couldn't use, he didn't want to hit on the thought of running into B.B. King's name. So, yeah, B.B. King was always Pops with him, so ZZ Top was born as their label.
Oh, well, that's pretty clever. I like that. I always like learning the history of how a band came up with their name. So. Very cool there. And, yeah, they were a three-man lineup for like something like 51 years.
Yes, 51 years with Dusty on board, and that, well, I don't know how long Elwood's been around, but he's been a long guy. My guess is he's probably been around at least 20 years with them, taking care of all their guitars and equipment. So he now gets to enjoy the stage persona, not replacing, but kind of making sure Dusty still gets heard in the intervening years afterwards.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, and yeah, but I'm glad we're getting a chance to pay tribute to the band and to Dusty, who passed away. I believe, was it last year he passed away?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome music. Great choice there, Rex. Oh, and just to let you know, I've brought Naomi on. So welcome, Naomi.
Oh.
Glad you could join us. At least I think I brought Naomi on. Maybe not. Hold on. Let me check. Area code 111. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to? Yodale. Hey ho. All right. Well, apparently either their phone isn't working, or they're on mute, or they're just listening. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and put them back on mute. All right. So I guess if that's Naomi, she can message me. And if not, I'll check back. Well, so let's see here. All right. Well, what do you say, Rex? You want to go ahead and get the ball rolling?
Hey, one more thing. LaGrange.
Yeah.
that's a little town in Texas, and that song's all about the Chicken Shack, that famous little house that was made famous not only by the song itself, but by the movie of the stage play and the movie, The Best Little Hall House in Texas.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a little cool little tidbit of information to know. I really like that song where they go wah, 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 or however, you know, obviously they do it much cooler than I do, but, yeah.
You mean
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Well, there's just so many good songs that they have. And like I said, they're fun, you know, they're just so themselves. I think that's one of the things I really like about it, is that they're just so very much themselves.
And they're for a three-piece band, they're very loud. They got quite a presence off stage.
They really do. Yes, I have to agree with you there. They definitely have a stage presence. They knew how to seem like to get a crowd riled up, to make themselves noticed, all that good stuff. And, I really like the attitude they have, like especially in songs like I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, you know.
Well, yeah, and they spend quite a bit of time on television and movies, too. You look at all their stints on MTV. They were also done in The Simpsons and another cartoon. Billy Gibbons has done a few years as the father of one of the women on Bones. And
even though they
didn't get credit for it, they did appear in, I forget which one, number two or three of Back to the Future.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember that. Yep. I do.
They got no credits for it, but they were there.
Yep. Yeah, and you know, I remember when they were on MTV. That was back when MTV actually did music. So, You know, those were good times.
A lot of funny videos came out of that stuff.
Yes, yes. That's for sure. But definitely, like I said, an awesome sound. Great choice for an intro song. And, you know, I... All right. Do you wanna start getting into some of the poetry?
Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and put up "Give Me All Your Money" by Brother Jacob, and that is a parody. So go ahead and sing it for us, Rex.
"Give Me All Your Money" by Brother Jacob. I got to pay my dues, or else I'll be thrown in jail. I won't sing the blues, make sure the cops aren't on my tail. Give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, every single penny will do. Give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, my bills are overdue. You got to fill the bags until they're completely full. Don't you lag. Oh, give me any bull. Give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, every single penny will do. Give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, my bills are overdue. You got to speed it up, I can hear the sirens run. If I get caught, my life will come undone. Give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, every single penny will do. Give me all your money, all your nickels, dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money, my bills are overdue. And Paul, actually, that one sat pretty good. What do you think? Hello, hello. Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm here alone. Anyway,
I'm back.
All right. You weren't paying attention, were you?
Oh, you know me. I was distracted by shiny things. No, actually, I was sorry. I was taking care of something in the background. So I did not get to hear you sing it, though I'm sure you did an absolutely fabulous job because you always
That's fine.
Do. I'll have to.
Actually, it's
I'll
a
have
good
to go. It is. No, I read it earlier. Really a spot on the parody. He's got the meter matches perfectly. He's got the humor in it. It's got that kind of a great dark twisted humor. You know that I like. I really like where he says every single penny will do. And then how he says, you know, give me all your money, all your dimes and nickels too. Give me all your money. My bills are overdue. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And I really like how this is about, you know, it has that outlawed type vibe to it that I think really fits the outlaw vibe and the humor and the just having fun with a parody. Really fits in well to me with a ZZ Top show. So very cool stuff here by Brother Jacob. Very much enjoyed it. And
yeah, well done, Patty. It kind of sits on those notes of the 30s and the 40s with the sorts of Bonnie and Clyde and Machine Gun McGurk and company running around. Robbing all the banks if they could.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, all right. Let's see what we got next. But, yeah, you're right. It did. All right. Do-do-do-do-do. Let's go with a SoundCloud. All right. I am definitely, like I said, though, I plan on going back and listening to you sing that, because I have no doubt it was definitely worth listening to. And, all right, I've put up Blue Jean Blues by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a recording for that. So, here we go.
I just met my baby. I'm afraid she may have my old blues jeans. I just met my baby. I'm afraid she may have my old blues jeans. Well, I could tell that she was mine from the smell of nappies and Vaseline. If there was a mistake with my jeans, gosh, how happy this man would be. If there was a mistake with my jeans, gosh, how happy this man would be. Because if they're not my old blues jeans, that baby will not be coming on home to me.
Great read, Weaver. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. It's greatly appreciated. And I like to bite me humor in it. All right, Pam, what did you think?
Well, first of all, before I make my comment, I would like to go ahead and bring somebody on. And I'd like to welcome Here in My Heart to the show. Welcome, Here in My Heart. Glad you could join us.
Hi.
Hello, H. How you doing?
I'm fine. I only have a very short little poem. And let me pull up the title a minute, because I'm kind of low now.
We're about to comment on the one we just read, Blue Jeans.
It's called
Jeans.
Poor Little Red Riding Hood. Poor Little Red Riding Hood.
H. We're still commenting on the poem that was just read.
Oh, okay. I'll hold.
All right. Thank you. All right, Blue Jean Blues by Weaver of Dreams. I really like that. You know, she said to me that her accent doesn't lend itself well to blues, but I think she's got one of those nice kind of bluesy style voices that actually does lend itself well to that. I really like how she did the play on words instead of the blue jeans, like what you wear, the blue jeans with G-E-N-E-S. And so then the baby became an actual child. I really like how she told an emotive story within a brevity, with the idea, of meeting a child you didn't know you had, and then, thinking about, what has this child inherited from me? Because if they're not my old blue jeans, this baby will not be coming on home to me. I like that. That has a bit of a snark in it, a bit of, maybe we should get a paternity test because I'm not going to be changing nappies and Vaselining a behind if I don't need to. I just thought this was a really clever write and very well done.
Excellent, Pam. Thank you. Well, the Vaseline is an old remedy. It goes back, especially when it came to nappies, because they were using cotton and cloth nappies back in the day, because there wasn't really any what you get today in diapers. You had to create your own and then wash your own. So I understand that the Vaseline was a perfect cure-all for the rash, so it didn't linger past its initial onset. But I did like the thought with twisting the Blue Jeans Blues into Blue Jeans Blues with the thought of DNA as the afterthought. And it was well played. I got a kick out of it. It had a nice little tinge of humor. She hit on that thought of she may have my old blues jeans, kind of inference of a sad time meeting, and then I just met my baby. But then the thought with the mistake kind of hits on that notion. Did I get something traded in at the hospital the wrong way? And the question of the genes comes up a second time. So if it ain't mine, it ain't coming home with me. So you best make sure.
Absolutely. Yep, me too.
She was worried about this not being attainable to understanding. But I said, don't even go there, because this was perfect for the thought.
It really was. It really was. I mean, you know, like I said, her reading had that bluesy flavor to it. It had that great humor. It was wonderful play on words. So yeah, absolutely, and really great reading. I have to agree with you, Rex.
All right, H, we've got your piece up on the board, and why don't you go ahead and read it for us?
Okay. It's called Poor Little Red Riding Hood. Poor Little Red Riding Hood finds a lonely wolf. Yikes. Excuse me. Poor Little Red Riding Hood finds a lonely wolf. Will he eat her? It's a 15-word
great
read, H. Brevity, and thank you for letting me say it. My first time.
Well, hang
on
a second. We'll comment. Don't go anywhere yet. All right,
I'm
Anne, why don't you take it?
I just got to plug in my laptop. It's dying.
Oh, okay.
Well, first of all, I'm really glad you called in to read your poem. And, you know, it takes such talent to be able to write a 15-word brevity. And what I like is the double entendre of the double meaning of the question, will he eat her? You know, because if we personify the lonely wolf and we ask the question, you know, is she going to be dinner or is she going to be having a bit of fun? You know, and so I really liked that. It had a nice little tidbit of thought-provoking humor. Really just a great way to capture what I like is that you took and you captured the photo picture prompt and gave it a personality. So I thought this was very well done.
And I want to say I enjoyed the last reader's poem also.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. This reminded me of two things. This reminded me of A Little Red Riding Hood by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs way back in the day. And then, hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. Great song. So you had me with that. And also the fact that you
I remember that song.
I
love that song.
And you did drop this with a nice tidbit of humor with that, will he eat her? Because that digs into how one thinks in the moment. So, oh, I like the little tease in that notion of adding a two-fisted thought to, yeah, what does she really mean? And you know what? It doesn't really matter. It means everything in the moment. And I like that thought.
Yeah, I wanted to make everybody think. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Absolutely.
You should come back again.
I will try, and I will try next time to find something that's on topic.
Sounds awesome.
Well, if you like meatloaf, that's next week.
All right, I don't have anything, but I'll try to listen to some of his songs and see what I can come up with.
Okay, great.
Oh, cool.
But if I can't, I can't. We'll see.
Oh, I understand that. That's not a problem.
My muse works when it wants to.
I know.
We definitely understand that.
The muse is a fickle beast.
Yeah, he is. All right, thanks again. And I'll
you're
get on
welcome.
And let somebody else have a turn.
Well, you have a good night, and thank you for calling in.
You too. God bless you all.
Good night, H. Thank you.
Good night.
All right, Pam. What we going
All
to
right.
Do
Up next, we have Can't Hold You Tonight by Martha Gettle. And we have a SoundCloud for that. So here we go.
Can I Hold You Tonight by Martha Gettle. Baby, when I close my eyes, I see your face. And in my dreams, you're for my trace. You have lifted me so high, I swear that my heart can fly. Oh, the times you bring me down, leave me in pieces on the ground. But can I hold you tonight? Can I pretend that we're all right? You are the one that I dream of. I'm the one you say you'll never love. But I'll be standing here in case with time, love for me, you come to find. My heart just can't forget, and it has not let go of you yet. Though I'm trying hard, I still find you creeping round the corners of my mind. You are the one that I dream of. I'm the one you say you'll never love. But I'll be standing here in case with time, love for me, you come to find. I just need to hold you tonight. Baby, just pretend that we're all right. And tomorrow with the dawn, I'll remember that you've moved on.
Great read, Martha. Thank you very much for SoundCloud. It's greatly appreciated. All right, Pam, this is a little different. What do you think?
This is. I like it. And, you know, Martha has one of those voices, now one of those ways of writing songs that lends itself well to heartbreak. And I really like this all the way through, but I like how she starts out with the opening line, "Baby, when I close my eyes, I see your face, and in my dreams, your form I trace." That whole idea of when somebody is so embedded into your memories that you can close your eyes and see them. My heart just can't forget. I thought my heart was a great choice instead of saying my mind just can't forget to say my heart, because it really then feels like they're so a part of your soul, so a part of your spirit, that it's difficult to even to move on from the pain, you know, and then you know, to feel like you know. And what I like is the ending, also the ending where it says, "I just need to hold you tight, baby. Just pretend that we're all right. And tomorrow with the dawn, I'll remember that you've moved on." And the reason I really like the ending there is because it reminds us that so oftentimes, whether it's through death or a breakup or whatever has happened, when you lose somebody you love, it's oftentimes the night that is the most difficult to deal with. And then that morning time when you can keep busy, it's very often, you know, easier to keep yourself distracted and not worry about the person. And before we move on with your comment, I would like to welcome Gray to the show. Welcome, Gray.
Hi, Pam.
Gray, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, Rex. How are you?
All righty.
Doing good.
Oh, and also I wanted to let you know that Here in My Heart is still on. I'm not sure if she's just listening or if she wants to comment, but I figured I'd let you know.
I think she said something about listening in on a computer. Or
okay.
Something about a computer running down, something. I'm not quite sure what it was.
All right. Well, I'll just go ahead and I'll put her on mute. And if she wants to comment on poems, then she can message me and I'll unmute her. Good to have you here, Ray.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Hey, did you get a listen to Martha's piece?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Pam. What caught me was the chorus, because it bites hard at the premise of the rest of the piece where she's got this longing, even though she's clearly hints on that thought. You are the one that I dream of. I'm the one you'll say you'll never love. But I'll be standing here in case of time, the love for me you come to find. Boy, that kind of hits on a hard notion of understanding in the moment and still wanting that which won't be there anyway. So that really hits hits back hard at everything else that she hits in here of seeing his face, dreaming of him, and waiting just in case. Kind of real sad and blue note, melancholy.
You're absolutely right. I'm glad you did point out that chorus, because it does really have that melancholy feel that stands out. Very cool.
All right. What are we getting into now?
All right. Well, let's see here. And all right. Up next, I've gone ahead and put your poem up, Gray. Go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
All righty. This is called Insane Asylum by Gray Eye Smith. Goodbye to dreams of what it will. Now it seems my birth is still. Pregnant moon wrapped in chains. I'm running wild on open plains. Nightmare swirling every night. No escape within my sight. Breaking doors and windows hard. Looking toward the night sky marred. I see the end and it's not free. Nightmare fills my reality. It's written on a tattered page, inside the lines, spell rampage. It's written on a tattered page, inside the lines, spell rampage. Insane asylum, what will be? Insane asylum of flesh and bone. Mounting fear of windows bare. Cannot breathe asylum air. Voices speak inside my brain. Madman singing in the rain. Silted mind crumbles in the sand. The poison leaks, the poison seeps. Can't say I tried, can't say I fell. Not getting better in my living hell. No more can I keep it in. Feel me slam. End poem. And that was
an homage. That was wonderful, Gray. Thank you very much. All right, Pam. Dig it in.
Oh, my. Yes, I am here. Thank goodness I got to hear that whole thing. It's funny because I was just looking at the comment I made 2 years ago, and on my comment I put the rocker head emoji and the clapping hands, and I did the same thing this time in Late Night Poets. That was such a spot-on parody. You totally rocked it. And what I really like is that you can tell that this was inspired by a Metallica song. It so well fits with their kind of theme that they would have. And yet you very much feel, you can feel your voice. Insane asylum, what will be insane asylum of flesh and bone? And what I like, the insane asylum of flesh and bone to me is a really strong line, because it speaks of being held prisoner within yourself. I also really like mountain fear of windows bare, cannot breathe, asylum air, voices speak inside my brain. That whole stanza, it's just got that kind of gritty, not melt, like just the kind of insane imagery that and line that so fit with a Metallica song. I need to put this one on a list. I don't know why I didn't do it 2 years ago, but I'm going to do it this time. This is just awesome stuff, Gray.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. I like it too. That opening stanza gives birth to a different type of thought, considering the feel that you've got and everything else. Goodbye to dreams of what it will. Now it seems my birth is still. Pregnant moon wrapped in change. I'm running wild on open plains. There's a note to there's almost death note right in that tone, or just stillborn, so to speak, which is kind of the offering there. But everything else from else or there on down, you hit on the notion of being locked up in your own mind. So that thought kind of offers up itself to the heavy emotion of living inside one's brain and not knowing if it's actually working the way it should. Because you hit on those voices speak inside my brain, madman singing in the rain, sylvan mind crumbles in the sand, the poison leaks, the poison seeps. And the thought of the insane asylum itself, the treatment doesn't hit very well as a notion as well. Because you hit on thoughts, it's written on a tattered page inside the line spell rampage. So there's a little bit more deeper thought going on. And then you hit on that, can't say I tried, can't say I fell, not getting better in my living hell. So there's a duality between the insane asylum itself as well as being locked in one's own mind. Nicely done.
Thank you, Rex. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, Rex, I'm really glad you brought up that line and the duality of the can't say I tried, can't say I fell, not getting better in my living hell. I definitely think that was a line worth pointing out and some really great observations that you made.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
And that's a long piece to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to
Which
carry the whole parody.
Something a little different. Got to keep the audience with a little bit of bated breath. Well, hey.
Great.
This is not your short things like you normally do. This has got a little bit more bite to it.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know many songs, though, that you can write a parody to and they're short. I mean, there are ones, but, yeah, I guess there are, now that I think about it.
All right. Where are you taking us next?
All right. Up next. We have A Sharp-Dressed Man by Poetic Picasso. And Rex, go ahead and give that a read for us, please.
All right, Sharp-Dressed Man by Poetic Picasso. Call me a Casanova, not just a mere mate, decked in a cashmere suit, a cobalt tie, a rose shirt that loves to imbibe from an opal glass of liquid tinted red sangria. Sipping its taste as I casually walk by. Females adore my platinum touch, my mocha complexion, dark gunmetal eyes, round like pearls, my sophisticated brain, magnetizing the ladies as my stare makes my faithful admirers scream and clap at the same time. Cameras flash before my eyes, accolades and laurels given to me with my merit as the paparazzi take photographs. I stand before the world thinking about how much I love the shot of tequila. I pass by the red carpet of celebrities, the sound of ZZ Top, as my fans await me with my cool shades and suave charisma. Everyone goes crazy and says, wow, there goes a sexy, sharp-dressed stud. The world is my oyster to conquer, and it's time to let everyone know that I'm ready to rock your world. Time for me to get down and boogie to the cool sound of the beat, ZZ Top. Everyone stares at me because they know, there goes a sharp dressed hand. End point. All right, Dre, you get first dibs. What you think?
Well, you did a wonderful read on that, Rex, and I really like the poem. You know, it it details the where and the whys of the sharp-dressed man as he goes into the world, and I thought it was just beautifully done.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg. All right, Pam, what about you?
Oh, I really enjoyed this. I have to say, you know, it's got the kind of brash confidence that often comes through in ZZ Top music. You know, females adore my platinum touch, my mocha complexion, dark gunmetal eyes, round like pearls, my sophisticated brain, magnetizing the ladies. You know, I like that the confidence that goes through there. I passed by the red carpet of celebrities, the sound of ZZ Top, as my fans await me with my cool shades. I like how this poem, really that stands specifically in the second to last one. You know, it's really a great nod towards ZZ Top, towards the song Sharp Dressed Man, and the way, you know, they really had a nice way of dressing that was their own unique style, stood out. It got them attention, you know, you know, it's just a great. Oh yes, and I also really like the line, the world thinking about how I stand before the world thinking about how much I love a shot of tequila. Now there is some great humor in those lines because, you know, all the rest of the world is looking at this person thinking, I wonder what kind of wonderfully complex and deep things they're thinking about. And they're thinking, I really love a shot of tequila. So just good stuff.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I like how he took the song itself and expounded on it, took it from its base contents and expanded the thought within. It's on Cashmere Suit, Cobalt Tie, Rose Shirt, a little bit more flashy, so to speak. Then he, females adore my platinum touch, my mocha complexion. I'm wondering if Frank is actually, I'm this one in here. Y'all better be listening to take attention to what I'm saying. It's me, the sharp-dressed man. But he plays off the song well in running through them. He's got the red carpet celebrities, the sound of ZZ Top. Great touch there. And then the world is my oyster to conquer, and it's time to let everyone know that I'm ready to rock your world. Yeah, a little inference there. Time for me to get down and boogie, another inference. And it's not just the cool sound of ZZ Top. It's because he's a sharp-dressed man, and you know what? Come on, ladies, pay attention to me. All right, Dan, back on you.
All right. Well, we only have, not a whole lot left, and I'm trying to hold off on Kelz in case she calls in. So I figured what I'd do is put up one of Mr. M's rights and give that a read. And so up next, we have Heart-Shaped Box Tribute by Mr. M. And it goes like this. Pieces of me lay broken, shattered, little fragments of all that mattered. They all crumble in my hand into little mounds of blackened sand, sifting through my weary fingers as crushing lamentations lingers. The wind of change starts to blow. The winds of change start to blow, scattering remnants none will know. Slowly I am being erased. The winds are calmly laying waste. So in an act of desperation, I gave in to trepidation. In every grain that I could, I place them in a box of wood. There may not be much to offer, but still I stow them in this coffer. The heart-shaped box holds inside the ashes of which I must hide. I must protect what is left of me and seal my heart under lock and key. End poem.
Great, Pam. Thank you. That was a little on the dark side. Great. What'd you think?
I really liked it. You did a wonderful read on that, Pam. But, you know, he nails the song quite well in his lyrics here. You know, pieces of me lay broken, shattered little fragments of all that mattered. They all crumble in my hand into little mounds of blackened sand, sifting through my weary fingers as crushing lamentation lingers. You know, that speaks to Kurt Cobain himself. You know, it really brings out the personality of him in this piece, and I thought he did a wonderful job with it.
Excellent. Thank you, Gray. And all right, Pam, you got to read it. How about you?
Yeah, I remember years ago when Robert did the show where the Nirvana songs were the prompts. And I have to say, this one, I just really enjoyed the rhyming couplets. They flow really nicely. And what I like is this is a beautiful dark write that goes into the idea of someone who's been destroyed, been hurt over and over again. And so, you know, they decide that they have to lock away the key, that they have to hide. They can't let anybody in. Grasping every grain that I could, I place them in a box of wood. There may not be much to offer, but still I stow them in this coffer. And I like how it says that, you know, there may not be much to offer, but still I stow them in this coffer. And the idea of, yeah, I could just throw them away, but I'm not going to. Instead, I'm going to store them. You know, I don't know. I just think it's a beautiful and emotive dark write and a great, as Gray said, really great take on the prompt. Really just, and I liked how Gray mentioned that it also captured, like, the pain felt by Kurt Cobain often throughout his life and especially his end times. So excellent write and very well done.
Okay, comments, guys. It is dark. And I do like the couplets. But that, getting down to that third one, as crushing lamentation lingers. I started walking in a little bit. This is dark enough to be on the thought of a composed mind, because you hit on desperation, trepidation. Then grasping every grain that I could, I placed them in a box of wood. It's kind of a notation to stuffing the heart in that box, as in like the telltale heart underneath the floorboards. But this done a different way. A heart-shaped box holds aside the ashes of which I must hide. Again, notations to how dark Poe got into, which I like. And the thought of protection, of what is left with a lock and key is another nice note. But also, as you said, it does hit well on Cobain's struggles with his life and the legacy that he left behind. All right, Pam, back again to you.
All right. Up next, I'm going to put poem by Diane D, and we'll have a SoundCloud for that. And you know, and if anybody listening wants to put a music inspired write on the topic board in Late Night Poets, or message the link to me, Pam Ray, we'd be happy to have that on the show. So you know, music-inspired rites are always welcome on Rhythm and Rhyme. All right, and up next we have Brand New Fish, a parody of Sharp-Dressed Man by ZZ Top by Diane D, and we have a SoundCloud for that. So here, gotta find it. Here we go.
Brand New Fish, a parody of Sharp-Dressed Man by ZZ Top, by Diane D. fresh meat, new self. I just can't say that I'm living well. Jumpsuit, clean shave, and would you be my cell block slave? You get safety just as long as you wish, cause every lifer's crazy about a brand new fish. Tight butt, smelling rich, you are looking like my prison bitch. Handcuffed, so fine, when we get out, I'm gonna make you mine. You get safety just as long as you wish, cause every life is crazy about a brand new fish. Blue eyes, blonde hair, and it don't matter if the screws are there. Smooth chest, nice grin, looking sweet, looking too trim. You get safety just as long as you wish, cause every life is crazy about a brand new fish. End poem.
Great read, Diane. Thank you very much for the SoundCloud. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, you're getting up on first. You're getting on this one first.
Oh, my gosh. This one cracked me up. I mean, oh, my gosh. Not only was it a spot-on parody, the humor in it. Oh, my gosh. Like, tight bitch or tight butt. Smelling rich, you are looking like my prison bitch. Handcuffs so fine, when we get out, I'm going to make you mine. And that repetitive chorus of, you get safety just as long as you wish, because every lifer's crazy about a brand new fish. Oh my gosh, this wonderfully twisted, definitely makes me re-question my thoughts of the idea that I had that Diane was all nice and sweet and innocent. I just absolutely enjoyed this one. Very well done.
Well said. Thank you. All right, Gray, how about you?
I really enjoyed her singing it. You know, like you said, Pam, it's twisted and it's dark and it's delightful in its darkness. You know, I mean, a parody of a song taking somebody to prison is a hell of a thing to do, so I thought she did that beautifully.
Absolutely. Now, the first question I got to ask, Diane, how many lifers do you actually know to get this the way you ran it? Because it does walk along there, especially with the language, the new fish, the prison bitch, the screws. There's an old-time term that nobody hears anymore.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, the chorus line is perfect. You get safety just as long as you wish, because every life is crazy about a brand new fish. Nicely done. And a lot of fun as well.
Absolutely. I have to agree. You know, and the thing is, if we think about it, do we actually know where Diane is making her recordings from? I mean, you know, for all we know, she could be the one doing the fishing.
Just well, saying. That's a cheeky offering, don't you think?
Yeah. What's that?
That's a cheeky offering, don't you think?
Ooh, I like the pun.
Yes, it's all in the bun.
I used to work at Schlotsky's Deli, probably a place you haven't heard of.
Boy, that sounds like a Laverne and Shirley moment. Schlotz beer. Schlotsky's.
And one of...
Of course, it's in Wisconsin. That's where it all comes from.
It was actually Duluth, Minnesota, but yeah.
There's Diane. Keep guessing, Rex.
Oh, laughing my ass off. But, yeah, one of the T-shirts we had was We've Got Great Buns. Oh, Diane is funny.
I used to work for a stone company, and they had a T-shirt out that said, "The best lay in town."
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, we, backing out. Back in the day, we had, what was it, poker up front, liquor in the rear.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa actually had that sign hanging up in our house when I was a kid. Yep.
What else? We also had the bumper sticker: "Grass or ants, nobody rides for free."
Yeah,
that was an awesome one. I liked that one.
Where are we going? Now that we've gotten fully off track.
Yep. Well, that's all right. Nothing wrong with getting off the track to have a little fun. All right, up next, I'm going to go ahead and read my poem, which is Rumor Has It, and it goes like this.
You're going a little bit of Fleetwood Mac?
Rumors.
Well, no, one of their songs has the line, their song LaGrange starts with the line,
Rumor has it.
There's a rumor. Yeah. See, you're... I haven't even started reading yet, and you're already making me explain my poem here, Rex. Jeez.
It was
all
too
right.
Easy.
Okay, well, rumor has it that you mow the lawn wearing nothing but a pair of cotton shorts. Now, you know I love the scent of freshly mowed grass, endorphin riding the senses like the Kentucky Derby. But even more, I love the idea of an old-fashioned push mower giving in to the flex of your muscles. Baby, you've got bare legs, and I'd like to watch you use them. And you know, I sure as heck wouldn't mind working next to you in the summer sun if it meant by the end of the day we were both glistening with rivers of sweat. Then we could shower together, both of us heading down south where the cat howls on a hot tin roof. And you could open my legs like a Jehovah Witness with the end of the world pamphlet, and I could ride you like a Saturday night broom. I'm pretty sure you're not what ZZ Top was looking for when they went downtown, but I'm wanting to feast my eyes on your spicy bite of tush. And if the thoughts I have about you raise some hell, then honey, those demons best get out the T-bone, because Hades is about to do some grilling. So let's pull weeds from the garden, and at the end of the day, we could drink cold beer and listen to the kind of music where a peso coin leads us to the pearly gates." End poem.
Great read, Pam. We were beer drinking and hell raising. And there might even be a few more in there, like Tube Snake Boogie. And slept inside my sleeping bag. All right, Gray, what'd you think?
You know, I thought you captured the energy of ZZ Top beautifully, and you're right. I was putting in my comments that this is so ZZ Top-esque. You know, I thought you did it just a beautiful job on it. Wonderfully done.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So much.
Just a little bit of double entendre. You're like, mowing the lawn, wearing nothing but a pair of cotton shorts. Smell of freshly mowed grass and riding in like the Kentucky Derby. And a push mow giving into the flex of your muscles. Yeah, there's not too much double ends going on in here. And let's see what else we got. Oh, cat howls and hot tin roof. But the thought with a Jehovah Witness with an end-of-the-world pamphlet, and I could ride you like a Saturday night broom. A little witchy woman on top of a Jehovah's Witness? That's blasphemous.
Figured you'd appreciate those.
Grilling T-bones in Hades and cold beers. Okay. But that's not leading to pearly gates.
Oh, yes.
And what's with up with these? So let's pull some weeds from the garden.
With the what? I missed that question, Rex. What did you say?
What's up with let's pull some weeds from the garden?
I don't know. It just felt like it fit there. I'm like, hey, baby, let's pull weeds from the garden. I figured if I can write a sexy poem with the line, hey, let's pull weeds from the garden.
That sounds like sounds like honey and a speed rip from the the cotton plant. Zip.
Oh. Did you get the peso coin and the pearly gates reference?
Yeah, buying your way into heaven the hard way.
Well, I like that. I do. That is a really cool thought.
That kind of comes across as those 30 pieces of silver. Nah, we're going to hang you upside down and send you back downtown.
I like that. I like that. Actually, Billy Gibbons, the singer and guitarist, one of his guitar was named Pearly Gates, one of his guitars that he had.
Oh, that's right.
And yes.
And one of his one of those new pickups I told you about with that one guitar, the 7 pickups. One of them is called Pearly Gates.
Yes. 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 And instead of using a regular pick, he would actually use a peso coin when he was using a pick to play his guitars. And he wasn't using his hands.
Huh.
Wow.
Well, yeah, everybody's got their own little quirks. I mean, there are some that actually would use a dinosaur bone picks just for that different tonal sound, at least for them. All right, where are we going
next? Oh, yeah. All right, well, up next I have your poem, Rex, so go ahead and give it a read for us, please.
All right. Rigor Moloch Prayers. Our blues club throwing I brought us to bric-a-brac demolytics, cause this alley slur was warped with junkies' buddy piss and stained and cracked egg dime bags, ripped dime bags and enough needles to erect an Eiffel Tower of rigor Moloch prayers lost on the ears of a deaf god's green grass and high tides analgesic. Our Jacob's ladder of cobbled trails and knobbly-kneed gate had us giggling, forever heaven-crawling, up to her, Rimbaudian rickshaw, too, Notre Dame de Petite Mort. Her portal appeared a shark-baked, just a rusty scab, barely hinged, broken, curled at its edges, slag off an ironmonger's anvil. Old tenements are like mummified bodies, run down, shite built, paint peeling, stucco cracked, tight with water bulging its seams, and believe you me, we were no different. Sweat and whiskey farts. We were creaking like wretched bed springs, flesh whispering as dead leaves rustling, a rustic windy romp, beer drinking and hell raising, cause Jesus just left Chicago, leaving us in New Orleans. And LaGrange sung our gas notes to the best little whorehouse in Tejas while we rocked our rhomboid to some ZZ Top, eliminating the iron oxide in these crinkled mausoleum-bound carcass. Laissez les bons temps rouler, mon ami, pour ces soirs nous rencontrons Drew. And boom.
Awesome read there, Rex.
Yeah, not too bad.
Oh, it was awesome. Trust me.
All right, what do you got? Since we're there.
All right. Well, first of all, always love the way you make your stanzas move. And I'm pretty sure there's a hell of a lot more sinners than there are saints in this poem, and that's just the way I like it. Bric-a-brac demo, demoletics. I like that. The bric-a-brac, something that serves no purpose other than to be a decoration. I thought made for a really great metaphor. Our Jacob's ladder of cobbled trails and knobbly knee gate has us giggling in that forever heaven crawling. I would say somebody's definitely getting a good high. Sweat and whiskey farts, we were creaking like wretched bed springs, flesh whispering as dead leaves rusting rustic windy romp. I like how you bring in the wind that comes from creaking the bed and squeezing and unclenching the butt cheeks, and in the same stanza as a reference to the windy city. This is a wonderful homage to ZZ Top. It's another song that has their vibe to it. It has their humor. I like how it's so much about having fun, but at the same time, there's this whole kind of feel of sticking up the middle finger and just saying, you know what, kiss my arse. And Rimbaudian rickshaw. That was an awesome phrase there that made me think about how Arthur Rimbaud was really known for his rather naughty poetry.
Really, he liked his green fairy, he liked his opium, and he liked some other stuff as well.
Yep.
He was a boardy boy.
Yep. Oh, definitely. So that was, like, to me, just a really great reference throughout this whole poem. And I really enjoyed this, Rex. It was very well done.
Thank you, Pam. It didn't start out as a ZZ Top piece. It just finished that way.
Awesome. Yeah. I like that.
All right, Gray. How about you?
Well, I'd say I'd like to spend the night on the town with you. It sounds like a rocking good time. But you did a wonderful read on it. But your wording is fabulous. I mean, you know, only you can put old tenements are like mummified bodies, run down, shit built, paint peeling, stucco cracked, tight, with water bulging in its seams, and believe you me, we were no different. Sweat and whiskey farts, we were creaking like wretched bed springs, flesh whispering as dead leaves rustling, a rustic, windy romp, beer drinking, and hell reason, because Jesus just left Chicago. There's fabulous lines throughout this thing. Beautifully done.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate it. All right, Pam.
Absolutely.
All right.
That.
Is there anything you'd like to say about your poem, Rex?
I guess I must have been thinking about ZZ Top when I finished out the back end of this, because that wasn't, and I didn't have any thought to ZZ. It just kind of started laying itself out that way. And the upper half was kind of buking.
It was. It really was.
And I got sidetracked.
Isn't it interesting how poems can work out that way? How, you know, you're not thinking of a specific topic, but all of a sudden, you know, your subconscious is, and it just sneaks itself in there.
For the most part, I don't ever think about what I'm writing. It just comes out. Then I have to put it together.
Yep. You know, that usually, like, what happens for me is a similar thing, although a lot of times I'll go back and edit it. Like, the first draft will be, like, that kind of flow of consciousness, and then you know, then after that, I may or may not go back and do some editing. So, very cool. All right. And up next, we have in a group called LNP, which is a parody of the Yellow Submarine by the Beatles. And Gray, if you know that tune, go ahead and give that a sing for us.
I don't really know the song. In the place where we meet, lived a man that made AP. Kevin gave us all a place, meeting in all poetry. So I made a group for fun, and I named it LNP, where we write and read all day in our group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. There are some that like to read, some that are quiet as can be, and AP begins to sing. We all live in a group called LNP, a group called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. And we write in LNP, and we write in LNP. Every one of us has all we need, has all we need. In my drafts, poems unseen. In our room, called LNP. Aha, we all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, group called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. We all live in a group called LNP, room called LNP, group called LNP. End of poem.
Great read. Great. Thank you very much. All right.
Absolutely.
Hang on.
Yeah, that was an awesome read by Gray. I really enjoyed this. What a great parody. So much fun. I love the way she pays tribute to such a wonderful group of people. But I tell you, we wouldn't be such a wonderful group if we didn't have her. You know, she's like, she's the rock behind the group. You know, I think this song is as much for her as it is for everyone. And what I like about this is, you know, it isn't just about the hosts and hostesses. It's about the entire group, the people who put, you know, rights on the list, the people who stop by for a quick hello, the people who write for the shows. They're all part of the group. And you know, she really captured the kind of joy that comes with writing a parody. So this is really awesome and very well done.
Absolutely. I remember this 3 years ago. It was a howl back then, and it's just as good now. And it's perfect to the song itself, right down to the mix in that about halfway through. Every one of us is all we need. All we need in my draft, poems unseen, in our room, called LNP, aha, right down to the last link of thought from the song itself. It's perfect. So it's the pick with the LNP submarine.
Absolutely. All right.
What are we into now?
All right. Up next, we have... did we get a comment from Gray on Phil's poem?
I think I skipped it. Oh, did we? No, I skipped you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I thought it was a wonderful parody of the song. You know, it has all the characteristics like Rex was saying, and she captured the prompt well, beautifully.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dre.
Yep.
All right, Pam, back to you.
All right. Up next, we have Blues of You by Naomi Sarah. And it goes like this. I have the blues of you. A taste of alcohol tears at my skin, mascara drips and nicotine stains. All those magazines where I see you, you glancing up at me from every page. I write your name on January nights, your tender silence and your silences and your voice, without whom I find it so hard to be me. I want to build my heaven inside your hell. Your absence is a melancholy of violins, spiraling me into a long solo of madness. It's driving me crazy. It's driving me insane. An ache down deep inside that I can't shake. Oh, I have the blues. Oh, yes, the blues of you. And seems I'm carrying you around forever in the back pocket of my jeans. Just can't shake you out of my mind. Oh, I have the blues for you. And poem.
Great read, Pam. And she just dropped that 23 minutes ago on Blue Jean Blues. Nicely done there, Naomi. Thank you very much. And Gray, why don't we lead with you?
I thought it was beautifully done. You know, you can feel all the angst and the longing and the passion that she has for this person that's missing. And I thought it was a wonderful expression of that longing. I have the blues of you. And it seems I'm carrying you around forever in the back pocket of my jeans. Just can't take you out of my mind. Oh, I have the blues of you. Yeah, beautifully done.
Thank you, Gray. Pam? Did you got to read?
Yes. I would have loved to hear Naomi read this, but I really appreciate that she got a write-in to the contest and for the show. And this is great all the way through. This is kind of one of those that the length of the stanza lines and there's a rhythm to it that flows so nicely that it could almost be a rhyming poem. And I like how she the repetitiveness of, oh, I have the blues, oh, yes, the blues of you. As far as, you know, picking up on a blues-type vibe, she really nailed it. Your absence is a melancholy violins spiraling me into a long solo of madness. You know, I just love that whole idea of hearing the haunting sounds of the violin winds playing in your head. And I also liked in the end line where it referenced in the blue jeans, but in the carrying you around forever in the back pocket of my jeans. So it's like that the idea of someone that you're not constantly fully thinking about them, but they're always in the back of your mind, in the back pocket. And just because you're afraid to completely let go thoughts of them. Also, I write your name on January nights. Now, that is the kind of line that could be a prompt for a contest. Very cool. Very well done.
Thank you, guys. This kind of walks in that vein of sadness, but I get another vibe out of it. The thought of taste of alcohol tears on my skin. All those magazines where I see you, you glancing up at me from every page. That hits on that note itself. But this next one, I write your name on January nights, and she finishes out, I want to build my heaven inside your hell. There's a different thought that walks in that one. And then again, opening up, your absence is a melancholy of violins spiraling me into a long solo of madness. That madness seems, it's not just about loss. It's about real loss, almost walking on the side of, and since you hit on that last note, it seems carrying you from after over the back pocket of my jeans just can't shake you out of my mind. Oh, I have the blues of you. The back pocket of my jeans is kind of a noted reference to something you carry around in a wallet, a little bit of
remembrance.
It kind of hits on the note of death in itself, and the only reason that she's still alive is because she still has the picture that gives her that bit of remembrance. The violins hit me up the thought with death, and the madness never be seen again. But I could be wrong. I probably am.
I like that thought. But you know what I just realized this poem is about, or what I think it's about?
What?
Cigarettes. It's about quitting smoking.
Okay,
Because carrying all the magazines, I see pictures of you. That's the cigarette advertisements. She's got the nicotine stained fingers. Carrying you around in my back pocket. People always carry their cigarettes in their back pocket. At least, you know, that's all of a sudden the thought that came to my head was that. But I like your observation there, Rex.
Well, have to wait and see what Naomi tells us. I mean, she's not on the board.
Right? Absolutely. I'm looking forward to, you know, what she has to say. Very cool. Very cool, right? All right. Now, up next we have Within the Silence tribute by Mr. M, which is a parody of the Sound of Silence. So, Rex, if you can, go ahead and give that a sing for us, or just read it, okay. Either way.
Hello. Within the Silence by Mr. M. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Seems it's just us two again. My pen is so gently seeping, exposing anything worth keeping, with memories that haunt his feeble brain, baptized in pain, all through the sounds of silence. In bitterness I tread alone, obscurity it is my throne. Beyond the writer's lamp, tears make the paper warm and damp. I am curled beneath the dim, flickering light that pierces the night, soaking the sound of silence. And in the warping light I saw 10,000 letters, maybe more. My heart is screaming without speaking. My brain is hearing but not listening. Writing thoughts that are better not to share. And who would care about my fall? In silence, many things they'll never know, like just how deep the darkness goes. There are times they will breach through and attempt to change, teach you, but their words could not break the blackened spell, sealing the hell within the hall of silence. Some have wandered, some have stayed, some have cursed and some have prayed. They condemn me within their warning, hoping for some guilt forming. But hell made its home in these worn and weary walls, and darkness calls in the form of silence. Come. Nicely done, Mr. M. Thank you very much. All right, Pam, read it out.
No, I'm laughing at something else that's on the side. I'm not laughing at your singing or Mr. M's writing. I really, you know, I've heard this one before. It's such a wonderful parody, and your singing of it was just really great. You have the type of voice that fits so well with this kind of song. I really liked the line, soaked in the sounds of silence. I am curled beneath the dim flickering light that pierced the night. And in the warping light, I saw 10,000 letters, maybe more. My heart is screaming without speaking. My brain is hearing, but not listening. There's this whole thought of just completely having a nervous breakdown, of feeling like you're emotionally falling apart. Some have wandered, some have stayed, some have cursed, and some have prayed. They condemn me with their warning, hoping for some guilt forming. I really like those lines of how people come in and out of your life and how some of them are better off going out of your life because they do nothing but condemn you for your own feelings. So just an excellent write and very well done.
Thank you very much. And Gray, how about you?
Well, you did a great job singing that, and I thought you did a fantastic job parroting the song. It captures all the essences of the song in the darkness, and I really liked where it said, many things they'll never know, like just how deep the darkness goes. There are times they will branch through and attempt to change, teach you, but their words could not break the blackened spell, feeling the hells within the halls of silence. Just beautifully done. Excellent job.
You're absolutely right. This is spot on parody. And done this, I said this before, but this, you can hit on the thought of Poe or someone within a dark vein of thought. Somebody 100 years ago, toiling in a dark room, meant nothing but an oil lamp flickering, trying to busy themselves and voice that which is working up through their chest, out of their minds, and on the paper, which has that nice, crisp sort of darkness that runs all the way through it. Because it hits on there, goes the sound of silence, soaked in the sound of silence, and then about my fall in silence. There's almost a kind of an angelic thought about my fall, even, and within the halls of silence. And in the form of silence, a nice steady progression of how the silence is closing in bit by bit, second by second, almost tick by tick of clock, which is nicely played out. Or Pam, what you got?
All right. Well said there, Rex. up next, I'm going to put my off-topic write. Well, it's on-topic in that it's written to a song, but it's written to not a ZZ Top song. It's Increase the Dosage by, oh, my gosh, I'm blanking out on the group's name. But anyways, anybody who wants to can, after the show, listen to the song. Let me look real quick here, because it's Increase the Dosage by Bionic Jive is the song that it was inspired by. So with that being said, this is Full Cycle Throttle in a Chateau of Sin, and it goes like this. I'm catching the stones and tossing the bones, and I call these lyrics home no matter how far I roam. I'm the solution and the pollution, the heavy metal constitution. I'm your dream, I'm your scream, I'm the ripping of the seam, the medication, the anti-sedation of the cuckoo clock hold. I got the escalation and elation that will make the sleepers and the sweepers feel bad and whole. That's right, pipsqueak, your pipe dreams rest on my line, on my time. You might think that I'm uncouth, but fake and quake, I just make you feel bad because I'm dishing out the truth. You're a crime, you're a slime, you're butt munching on the vittles, because shrimp dip, you're the puppy trickling the piddle. It's body bag with a ragtag time. I'm the message in the bottle, I'm full cycle throttle in a chateau of sinning. The music is falling apart, lost to the blasé. I'm the grinding of gears, the monument of fears. I'm the savior of dark flavor, a creation of mutation to lead the sheep astray. I'll slice you and dice you like a New York delicatessen. I'm not a model of good behavior, but bitch that likes to savior. the sauce within the lesson and poem.
Gray, what do you want to do with this one?
Well, you know, that one hit you like a ton of bricks in the face. You know, it's really powerful, and it's a statement of here I am, and this is me, like it or not. I thought it was just wonderfully done. Excellent job, Pam. I am the savor of dark flavor,
thank
a creation
so
of creation. To lead the sheep astray. No, that's just powerful. Excellent, right, Pam?
Thank you.
Nicely said, Gray. On the solution and the pollution? Well, that doesn't bode very well. Yeah, I can cure your problems, but I'm going to make sure you have the problems first. The medication, the anti-sedation. Ooh, yeah, I'm going to medicate you. Then when you're properly medicated, I'm going to take all that shit away from you so you suffer. What else we got here? You're a crime, you're a slime, you're butt munching on the vittles. Because shrimp dip, you're the puppy trickling the piddle. Butt munching on the vittles. You got to find a new way to eat because you ain't using your mouth no more. A body bag with a ragtime rhythm. I'm the message in the bottle. I'm full psycho throttle in a chateau of the film. Okay. You're nasty. Nobody wants to meet you at a back alley, except maybe Bukowski. He might find this appealing.
Yeah, I think me and Bukowski.
Yeah, I'll lead the sheep astray. Yeah. Slice you, dice you like a New York delicatessen. Ooh, hey, you know what? We're not dishing out rump roast today. I've got some great highfalutin brisket of beef right here. Come on in.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, thank you, Rex and Gray. I enjoyed both your comments. Very cool.
Oh, I like that, Gray. Phil Wolf. Oh, my God. Phil, actual Wolf. Oh, that's funny as hell. And a nice steady progression along with the, oh, my God, damn.
Yeah.
And then finally. Oh, that was perfect.
Oh, that's awesome. That's too funny. All right. And, all right. Ready for the next one?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I noticed that Gray put another one up for us, so I'm going to go ahead and get that into the room. And there we go, Gray.
Okay, so this is like Robert's, it's a take on Sound of Silence. It's called The Wings of Hatter. Hello, Hatter, my old friend. I wrote a poem for you again, because a prompt you sent creeping did its deeds while I was peeping, and the prompt that was planted in my brain still remains within the sounds of Hatter. In rapid streams you swam alone, heartbreaks turning. You crawled to shore cold and damp, and your eyes pierced by a flashlight so fucking bright within the eyes of Hatter. You naked in the light they saw, 10-20 people, maybe more, people gawking without speaking, people laughing without caring, people pointing while they'd stare, and no one dared look into the soul of Hatter. Fools, you said you do not know. My loneliness like a cancer grows. Feel my pain that I might teach you. Loving arms that won't hold you. But your words like silent screams fell into the depths of Hatter. And people turned and walked away to the camp at which they'd stay. And the cop yelled out his warning, get home, Hatter, it's near morning. And he said the words of a naked prophet are seldom heard. Be like a bird and fly on the wings of Hatter. End poem.
Great, great song there, Gray, and a great sing, too. Ah, you had a nice read with the original from Mr. M. Now, this was just as good, and you played out quite a bit of thought right on Hatter. I like that. And instead of Hello, Hatter, my old friend, was a nice touch opening up that way. And then dropping again to finishing out within the sounds, within the eyes, and looking to the soul, into the depths. Again, a progression of walking, so to speak. And let's see, what else we got here? Heartbreaks turning you to stone along the shores where lovers camp. You crawl to shore cold and damp. Your eyes pierced by a flashlight. I guess that's where the cop comes in at the bottom end. The camp at which they stayed, and the cop yelled out his warning, get home, Hatter, it's near morning. And that touch with the, and he said the words of the naked prophet are seldom ever heard, and fly on the wings of Hatter. I like that. This nice, a little bit of tongue-in-cheek humor, kind of a spiritual note to it. And it's on touches of pain here and there, too. So, great piece. And, damn, I think this is the longest piece I've seen from you.
Yes, could be.
And it looks like you had a lot of fun writing it.
Yeah, it was great. It was a fun to sing.
Oh, let's get you Pam if she decides to come back. Pam, you there?
Absolutely. You know, I have to say this is a great parody. I really like You Naked in the Light. They saw 10, 20 people, maybe more, people gawking without speaking. That sounds like one of those horrible dreams that you have about being naked in public places. And I really like the line, and no one dared look into the soul of Hatter. You know, I swear to goodness, I must be the only person on all poetry that has not written a parody to this song.
Right.
You know, I think so. I think I'm going to have to step up and do that, you know, definitely.
Well, it's an easy tune to actually get into. All you got to do is play with the set, because it's a slow tune as well.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, very cool. And he said the words of the naked prophet are seldom ever heard. Be like a bird and fly on the wings of Hatter. Crazy good stuff there, Gray. Very well done.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
What are we up to now, huh?
All right, up next, we have One More Before I Go by Cal Smiles, and it goes like this. Went to the local bar late one night, figure one drink would help me sleep. All I could afford was the beer I ordered. After a tough week, it was much needed. There was one old cracked leather stool available at the bar of scarred wood. I sat between guys in different moods, both of them mishandling the blues. I can't stand anyone crying in their beer. I wanted to give them a little bit of cheer. Started with the guy on the left stool. He didn't seem as under the ghoul. Besides, he was cuter than the other. Damn, he looked finer than spun sugar, The other dude looked like a mugger. Beanie polo over blonde curls, vinyl black jacket and ripped cords. Ah, Mr. Sponge Sugar was sharply dressed, gray slacks, maroon button-down, pressed neatly trimmed, brown goatee, bald, smooth. Another, he asked, voice a gravelly cruise. I said yes, not wanting to be rude. My toes started tip-tapping as ZZ Top was being cranked out on the jukebox. Come on, he said, I really want to dance. I couldn't say no to a sharp-dressed man. End poem.
Great read, Pam, and even Kel's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Yeah.
All right, Greg, continue on. What'd you think?
I thought you did a wonderful read with the wonderful read of the right, Pam. And the right's fantastic. You know, it takes you on this night out where, you know, she goes to have a drink and only could afford one, the beer that she ordered. And then, you know, she gives you the surroundings. There was one old cracked leather stool available at the bar of scarred wood. I sat between guys in different moods, both of them mishandling the blues. And, you know, so you can see all this as it happens throughout the right. And then she goes, you know, Mr. Sponge Sugar was sharply dressed, gray slacks, maroon button down, pressed neatly, trimmed brown goatee, goatee, bald, smooth. Another, he asked, a voice gravelly cruise. I said, yes, not wanting to be rude. But, I mean, she also couldn't afford another drink, so that kind of tied in nicely. But no, and then, you know, she finally ends up dancing with us because she can't say no to a sharp-dressed man. So I thought it was well-written. A fabulous storyline.
Oh, absolutely. All right, Pam, you got to read it.
That was fun to read. I liked the way, it wasn't quite sure at first where it was going, like maybe it was going to be one of those blues type poems where she just cried into her beer, you know, but then all of a sudden you had Mr. Sponge Sugar on one side and Mugger Dude on the other, and, you know, since she was in the mood for something sweet and tasty, well, you know, you could tell she just really enjoyed digging into this one. I like the nod to ZZ Top with the mentioning of a sharp-dressed man at the end. Come on, he said, I really want to dance. I couldn't say no to a sharp-dressed man. That was really great. And, you know, and I also like how she's like, I can't stand anyone crying in their beer. I wanted to give them a little bit of cheer. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm doing somebody a service here, and I'm being a kind person. It's funny. So very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Thank you. Yeah, I like the storyline in this. It hits on a notion of something everybody can relate to, a seedy, dingy bar and sitting between two people. One's hung low and the other one's not so bad off melancholy anyway. But she offered up just enough detail without going over the top. The cracked leather stool, the scarred woods, the mishandling the blues, and then the description of the two of them was well played out too. Instead of just offering up both as Sharp just mentioned, you get some contrast with those two stances, and then the Sponge Sugar sharply dressed, gray slacks and maroon button down, pressed neatly trimmed brown goatee, bald, smooth. Another, he asked, grave voice a gravelly cruise. There's another note to a little bit of detail, a gravelly voice. And she said, yes, not wanting to be rude, but the bottom kind of tops it off with the thought, I couldn't say no to a sharply dressed man hitting the totality of the song itself and offering up a little bit different flavor to the, instead of the lively end of this, this kind of starts out sad and almost downtrodden, but finishes out with that lively tone of a dance and not wanting to say no. So I like that story. Something a little different. Nicely done, Kel. All right.
Absolutely. Well, that's it.
Well, we're
so,
back in, so what do you got coming up that we can throw out the door?
Well, join me and Aphasiana in a half hour from this show for Hearts of LNP. And we are humor rights are welcome, as well as readers and commenters. And
Twisted Tuesdays?
And Twisted Tuesdays is, it's carryovers from Burns Night, plus some rights from a contest, Vera Tua Conospador, which is still open and still has plenty of room.
And Gray, what do you got going tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have carryovers from last Monday's show. It's called Lover's Poetry, and also some from a new contest called Lovers and Love and Laughter that I did. It's carryovers from my show yesterday, plus some open poetry.
Excellent. Cool. And let's see, Tuesday morning early, we're doing Barkering Beyond the Veil, Clive Barker books. And Wednesday, Phil's got the Wednesday show. Or is that next week?
Oh, Phil has the Wednesday show, and she's running a contest with quote prompts.
Cool. And what do you got for Friday morning?
Friday is Into the Darkness, and we have quotes from Algernon Blackwood. The contest is still open.
He sounds evil.
Yes. Wahahaha.
All right. We're at the back end of things. Great show, Pam. Thank you very much. Gray, thank you for stopping in and sitting down with us to read and comment. Thank you very much. Naomi, on the board, thank you very much. And I guess we'll do this again next week. Meatloaf is on the menu, literally.
Okay. Yum, yum.
Just a pure meatloaf. So bring on your favorite thoughts about meatloaf, so whether it be a song, whether it be from the movie Rocky Horror, whether it's from his time on stage with Hair, or whether it's just a celebration. Bring it. All right, gang. Thank you very much, and we'll do this again next week.
Good night, Pam. Good night, Rex.